Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
So, a few days ago, we had this conversation, especially about me being bothered that every time when I leave the suburbs, leave town and go to the township villages, I always get a notification from my trekking company to say, hey, you are in a dangerous area. Are you okay? Please call us if there's an emergency, blah, blah, blah. And it kind of pisses me off, rubs me the wrong way, because it looks like there's this impression that there's no crime committed in the suburbs. And there's a lot of it that's been committed. So we decided to call Mr. Nyati to make it make sense as to why is the great one every time when he goes to Tembisa, especially Tembisa.
But anyway, yes, over to you, Nyati.
All right, so we're gay. Yeah, the big question today, why are car insurance premiums different based on the area where essentially your vehicle is parked most of the time? And that's really what we wanted to get to the bottom of. So let's jump straight into it. Today we've got Ziggs Sondiazi. He's with the South African Insurance Association. In fact, he's the insurance risk manager there and is with us now via our telephone line. Ziggs, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959. So the big question, of course, is why does it seem... Okay, first, let's take a few steps back. Is it true, or is it just the trend that we are noticing that, in fact, your premium does change depending on where your car mostly is parked?
That's a very, very valid question. And I'm happy that it comes now. And I hope that this year, as this year makes, it will make sense, Yan Fayami, on this important point. You need to remember, insurance yako, the insurance ka mama ekhaya, the challenge in the one, the two. The driving BMW, the two. The premiums for that BMW driving the same car, same spec, it will be different because it's two different people. That's one. They make you need to dispense. Insurance is based on a person, an individual. A location is an extra, but I will tell you why we include the location. One, I'm 50 years old now. I stay in the township. I drive a BMW. I am paying $259 on my premium. Why? Because I've been driving for more than 30 years. Two, I've been having insurance for quite a long time with no claims. Three, my car has got a security device, got a tracker, it's got telematics. So, mangia somewhere, mangia ruler 120, it tells me, if you are ruler 120, then they're going to penalize you. So, those are the factors. Your car, what are you using it for? For business use or private use, that matters. And your car, repair cost of your car are very, very critical. They play a very important role. An insurance company, that will use a location as a primary factor because we are losing the battle because most of the people and most of the customers are in the township anyway. So it should be fallacy for an insurance company to take a location as a primary factor. Location is always based here. Okay.
How often do the customers get notifications if they drive to a suburb? Because wherever that you are driving right now, a Melrose, chances are you might be hijacked. Does that even happen? Or it happens only when I'm going to change this or me and
I'm going to That's a good question, Skumba. In notification, especially, it's based on certain companies. It's not the insurance companies that give you notification, which is a totally different company and the market, why they're doing that. They've got stats born. They know Uguti Baplida Wupi. They know very well Uguti Lana. From the start of Suga Republic, we need to be careful. From Uksugala Alex and Klambe Uye Tembisa, we need to be careful. So it's not based on what we have Wupi. For example, Umuntu Habalatani, Umuntu Lumpantin, Rockville, Umuntu Ose Islandan doesn't get that notification. But it's in Avantesla around Jobe mostly. Avantabasemlas, abantu abase abase will get that notification. Umuntu osend team, umuntu specialized team will get the notification. These are the high area, the time leso tsala ngaso futhi to let you know that please be careful, you are driving with 2 o'clock exactly, and those companies that are using telematics will give you a notification.
So given what you've just said, Gay, I suppose we can't say definitively that car insurance premiums will be higher if the account holder, the beneficiary, declares that their car is parked mostly at Elokshin.
No, not really. It's a minimal factor. For example, some people in the suburbs, the carport, those people will pay higher premium than umuntu in the garage Elokshin. So that's a factor, and it's a factor in mining. The main factor will be the cost of repairs of that car and the demand. We've got the state, we have that motor suicide. So the demand of that car, that will be a factor. Use of the car, for example, I'm a courier. But I'm the lane, I'm a club, all over. The premium of the courier, the motor, oh, the OEMs, driver, special, actually, motor special, and better to be different. So the location is minimal.
So, Nkalakatha, yeah, can I just ask this? Is the when it comes to AMA premiums, are they the same for both sexes, males and females, or they're different?
They are different per individual, not per sex.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you must remember, in AMA company, we have decided to take a market niche, for example, first world men.
Yes, yes.
They have decided to put one Sifuna Bomama because the Abomama. It has been based on evidence, yeah, to say about an accident. So, therefore, they will give them more cover, they'll give them more better discount, but that doesn't mean Abu Mama generally are good drivers. Mm-hmm. Because what happens Abu Mama Banin, they are buying cars more than Abu Baba going forward. So, that's why they're niching to that market. Then you'll find other companies. For example, they will have AMA public workers. They know the public are selling moto at all. We figure some selling moto. So they give a discount for those people because they don't use a moto like me, any commercial person, meeting and all those things.
All right. That sounds to me like a pretty neat explanation. I'm not sure if you've calmed down.
If we are happy about it, because I'm what?
Look, Zex, I think you did your best. That's Zex Odiazi. He's the insurance risk manager at the South African Insurance Association.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Nyathi. We'll smell you in like 9 minutes. Please run to the newsroom and bring us more news. So there you go, family. Do you have car insurance? Which factors increase the cost of your insurance premium? I know people who take chances, like who don't have car insurance.
At all. I have car insurance for one of my cars. The rest has no insurance. The rest has no insurance. One is done. So I'm like, I'm not gonna pay insurance for the car. At the same time, is that a wise thing to do or is that a wise thing to do? So if you are an insurance broker, please call us and tell us, because chances are spanning that has old cars, then one that is brand new. So we're like, okay, this one is if I have insurance. But this one, I doubt.
Okay.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Make it make sense. Today we are asking, do you have car insurance? Which factors increase the cost of your insurance premium? Guys, keep those voice notes coming. We want to know. Even those who don't have insurance, tell us why. Uskumba was telling me that if a car is cheap, sometimes may not be a good idea.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But wait until you get involved in an accident. It'll be interesting to see what's going to happen. Because then chances are, so I'll sue you and then we'll take your cheap car and then you'll be a pedestrian.
Sikumba, it will be better for you insurance just for third party claims for those old cars. If you don't feel that they need insurance themselves, but the accident happens between two cars most of the time, then you find that your insurance will pay the third party, not necessarily for your car.
I mean, I'm happy to learn that my insurance would be charged less than based on Elon. Guess I am a little experiment. Mina, I am a Mlungu. So the insurance same time, same driver, same years, none. Insurance I'm paying. I think at the time I was paying 1.1 and. Nah, she was paying like less than that. If it was not 800, I think. So,
But we did highlight that.
Yeah.
Like, you get charged more for insurance when you're in the township. Right?
Which I feel like it's unfair, though.
Yeah.
I really feel like it's unfair. Why bangas charge according to the car that you drive? And even as you drive, I'm a Mazda 323. Where do you call Alexander or Minangala? No.
Yeah, imagine an jeng shang a Ferrari, wambang a Mazda yak, or a Spark sak. I pay less than you. Wambang a Ferrari.
Come on.
It's possible.
I'm just giving you an example.
That's such an extreme example.
I know, but it's live, eh?
I'm intervening now.
Ferrari cheaper. Now,
really?
Yeah, back in the days they were very expensive. They are cheaper now.
Gain is reminding us that we're not in the same tax bracket.
How much does a Ferrari cost, Gain?
I don't
like
even
know. So then why do you say my example is extreme if you don't know the price of a Ferrari?
Ferrari
1.8.
Hey, young.
Now.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Make it make sense today. We're talking car insurance today. Why car insurance premiums differ based on the area where your car parks. We got some voice notes.
Regarding the example that Glenn just made now, regarding a Ferrari. Ferrari are classified as being a vehicle not being used more often. So that vehicle is driven by one person. Not everyone drives a car in the household. So your premiums will be very low because you drive the vehicle once, probably once in a month or twice in a month. So the premiums for that particular vehicle are very low.
Mina, I fail to understand which why is over expensive as insurance. Because they classify ilogishu uti yacht sport a criminal activity. And the song election is as uti cars have a sabab and then is we are ilogishu. So a high risk is sabab a high risk. I think they need to look at that again.
So the Ferrari one is very intriguing, ne? I've got lots of friends who own Ferraris, right? Oh, no. And I know they drive them from time to time. But I have this one particular friend from KZN, ne? Skumba, o driver le a Ferrari ungathi ipolo, ne? Every day. That guy drives that car every day because we meet at gym. And at least I see him at gym maybe 3 times, 4 times a week. He's rocking that car. Most people save their cars. The Ferraris leave the garage.
Yeah, it's a Sunday.
But Mina, my mentality, Mina, as far as cars are concerned, ne, has always been when you have a car, it has to be driven. That has always been my. I've owned Jaguars. It must move. This thing is made of steel. Gotcha, it must move. But this particular guy drives this Ferrari every day. But the rest of the guys that I know, who are, by the way, well off, they will drive a Sunday. I mean, for me, it's pointless.
There's another study, a voice note that says, Tina Selikas, Spada Limale, insurance. I want to find out who does these studies. You don't want to say, according to the study says, this is a hot spot for who goes to a cars and do the studies. Because I can tell you now for free, Imoto's hijack, look, Sheen, is hijack a suburb. Imoto's hijack, Mavula Makate, Waka Sababu, Imoto's Jonjo Akul Mose Sababu, violent pioneer comes to Ikari and Zega Sababa in Zega Lokshin.
Yeah, it's not that often that cars get jacked in the township.
No,
you know?
It does not happen often, man.
Yeah, it does happen, but not that often.
So, who does the studies and where do they go? Who are they talking to?
To the trekking companies, maybe. or their own stats, the insurance companies. Maybe that's what it is.
I'd really like to find out.
Yeah, and I would really like to find out. And out, and out.
I mean, if we had the insurance, or had the insurance, is that excess fee, guys.
Yeah.
The HI is excess fees, 15,000 to 16,000, depending on your model. I mean, that's like fixing your own car, because there's panel pizzas of which that are registered with RMI, of which rules your calculator, they'll charge you 9.5, you know. And then, I mean, why villain jenga tatis long sale 15 king money is long sale what time? Then waiting pang pang patal and then guys, excess fee.
You know, this is where sometimes feel that governments don't have our interests at heart. Like, I don't get it. Like, I remember I was once involved in an accident and I paid about 5,500 rand. Five and a half thousand for this excess fee. And that time,
it's a lot of money.
And that time, I pay my insurance every month.
Without
there's no drama. And maybe I've not been in an accident for like 4 or 5 years, but I still have to pay. And you know, where do you pay it? Where they fix the car. When you go and pick. They already bring a machine.
Yeah,
when you go and pick up your car, that's a new machine, but yeah, you pay by card. Yeah, 5,500 rand. Boom.
And then you tell him to go by the alcohol heap. And the best guy looks like a boy. Or is it a good child? I look like a car.
Ubani?
A boy or a child.
Boy or a child.
Yeah, I shang a pen, even Nant.
What kind of a pen?
How much?
When pen the end, you're remote. I pay like, but Ray, who Charlie? No, look, who's the other one?
Oh boy.
I was when she lay.
Yeah. I'm a young king. I cost a 10. I cost out jam. Hi, Yega.
Okay.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Hey, I can double so Marunga chayiso, unga chayiso. I'm sure send the moto is 5 manje. Long patal insurance.
Yeah.
Angaze nga claim anaga yo 1.
Wow.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.